Welcome to a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service, or ERS. This podcast highlights an article from Amber Waves, the magazine of the Economic Research Service. We are joined now by Sheila Sankaran, the executive editor of Amber Waves.
Thank you. Here with me today is Jim McDonald, the lead author of the Amber Waves article, Experience Counts, Farm Business Survival in the U.S. Jim, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Sheila. Glad to be here.
Let's start with your title, Experience Counts, Farm Business Survival in the U.S. I thought it was very intriguing. How does experience count in farm businesses?
Well, the title really refers to two important elements in our research. In the first instance, we found that experience counted in the sense that recent farm entrants were most likely of all farms to exit. Now, specifically what that means is we looked at all farms in the United States in a comprehensive set of records during the mid-1990s, and we looked at which farms were most likely to exit, to leave farming during that period. And what we found was that the most recent entrants were the most likely to exit, and those farms that had been in business the longest, in our data, 15 years or more, were the least likely of all farms to exit. Now, the second important element is the counting part of it. This is an extremely large, very comprehensive database that took a great deal of effort to put together. And so a great deal of the work went into assembling and essentially counting farms through there, through growth, entry, and exit.
Getting back to the experience aspect, what do you really mean by experience?
Well, we don't mean the age of the operator, or even the personal experience that an operator may have had over the years in farming and different types of farms or different types of businesses. What we specifically mean here is the age of the farm business as tracked through the Census of Agriculture records that we use here. Specifically, what we're able to identify is the number of years that the same family, or in the case of corporate farms, the same corporation, has been operating a farm at the same location. When we think of it that way, we could get an exit and an entry with a farm that, say, changes your location. If you were operating a farm in California and moved to Ohio and started a farm there, that would be an entry in Ohio and an exit in California. We could also get the traditional sense that people would normally think of a younger operator just starting from scratch a new farm business. But we can also actually observe a large number of older operators beginning new farm businesses.
And why would you want to look at new farms started by older operators? Are there any such farms out there?
Yeah, surprisingly, there's quite a few of them. What you have to realize is that there's about 2 million farms in the United States, and we're able, using the Census of Agriculture records, then to string together those millions of records over several years. The census is carried out every 5 years. With so many records, you see large numbers of all kinds of operators. One extreme example I can give you is that we first noticed a farmer in the 1982 data who was 75 years old at the time of the 1982 data, and he just started the farm, had about 10,000 in sales in that year. We're able to track that farmer through the years, got 5 years older with each new census. The census is done every 5 years. And in 15 years, he was 90, and the farm had over $1 million in sales. Now, that's an extreme example, but in fact, what you observe is a very large number and a really wide variety of different types of new businesses and different types of farms in the way they're organized and the way they enter or go out of business.
How were you able to isolate the role of experience and its influence on farm survival?
It was important for us in this analysis to be able to separate the role of experience from that of operator age, because in fact, older operators are more likely to exit. And we also want to separate it from farm size, because farm size has separate powerful effects on the likelihood of survival in the business. In order to do that, we started with all the farms in the census in 1992. And we sorted them into five different classes of farm size, from very small to large farms. Within every farm size class, we also sorted those farms into different classifications according to the age of the operator, from young to old. And we had four different classes of operator. Now, within every one of those sales and operator age classes, we then sorted according to experience, and we looked at the likelihood that farms are going to survive over that next 5 years to the next census. And what we found was that in every category of farm size and operator age, that the younger businesses were much more likely to exit, and the older businesses were much more likely to remain in. And that's how we identified the role of experience here.
I was struck by how high your rates of exit were. According to your article, 40% of the farms in the 1992 census left agriculture between 1992 and 1997. Can you explain that?
Yeah, and in fact, the exit rate is even higher among the smallest farms. It's on the order of 50 to 60%. But what you have to realize here is the role of USDA's definition of a farm in this. We define a place as a farm if it sells at least $1,000 worth, or could have sold at least $1,000 worth of agricultural commodities in any given year. $1,000 is a steer. It's in a couple of acres of hay. About half of the farms that we see in any given census are very small, somewhere between 1,000 and 10,000 in sales. And those farms come in and out of agriculture with great rapidity. A very high fraction of them, again, more than half, are likely to leave within a five-year period. So the high aggregate rate reflects very high exit and entry among the smallest farms. Nevertheless, you still see noticeably strong exit rates even among large and experienced farms. Somewhere on the order of 15 to 20% of those farms will exit within a five-year period. Now, I should note that this is not unusual for the U.S. economy. Those rates of exit are typical across many studies of different types of U.S. industries.
With these high exit rates, why don't we see a shrinking agricultural sector?
Well, in a word, entry. Just as we see very high exit rates among very small firms, and noticeable, substantial exit rates even among relatively large farms, we see very high rates of entry among small farms, and a considerable amount of entry even among large operations. Those add up to being an important chunk of the agricultural sector. Somewhere around 30% of production is tied up in farms that are exiting over some five-year period and other farms coming in. This churning, this simultaneous entry and exit going on at the same time, is also something that's typical across most industries in the U.S. economy.
So why does experience appear to be important?
We're not able to identify the real causal driving factors in the data that we have, and so that's a subject really for our future research. But the key elements appear to be, or we think they appear to be, three types of things. First, for a lot of operations, especially the smallest operations, farming may be entered almost as a temporary opportunity. That is, for those people that have just a few cattle and are raising them and are going to sell them, they come in and out of the business very quickly, as we said, with great rapidity. Now, for farms that are attempting to develop into viable, long-lived commercial operations, there's probably two factors that are important to look at. One is that beginning operations may have a poor differential access to resources like credit. That is, they may have trouble obtaining credit, and they may face higher prices for some types of inputs. The second factor is learning by doing. Most farmers come in with some skills, some knowledge of how to run the business, but they learn a lot more as they gain more experience in how to run the business, how to become more efficient and effective at it. Those who have the resources to continue an operation while they're learning, or those that learn very quickly, are able to stay in business and build a viable business. Those that are operating with much more limited resources or that have difficulty picking up the new skills are the ones we suspect who are much more likely to exit.
Are there other ways of learning? Does USDA have any programs targeted to beginning farmers?
Yes, USDA has a number of programs. Typically, they define beginning farmers according to the experience of the farmer, and these programs are targeted to farmers who have been in the business for 10 years or less. And there's other requirements essentially focused on the size of the farm. Programs are aimed at the elements that we described just before, that is, at learning and at access to resources. USDA's Farm Service Agency and the Natural Resources Conservation Service provide beginning farmer support through loans and through cost shares for some types of their conservation programs. In addition, USDA provides support for educational programs, that is training and learning, through the Natural Resources Conservation Service and through the Extension System.
Jim, thank you for that interesting discussion. I've been speaking with Jim McDonald, the lead author of Experience Counts, Farm Business Survival in the U.S., appearing in the April issue of Amber Waves. You can find the complete article at ers.usda.gov/amberwaves. You will also find articles on the role of the creative class in rural economies, strategies for improving the diets of food stamp program participants, and demographic trends in rural America. This is Sheila Sankaran. Thank you for listening.
This has been a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service.